I want to encourage us this morning with the topic of persevering in the faith. We all know what's going on right now in the world with the virus happening, and I think that it is critical that we as believers know what we should be, how we should be responding to during this time, and how important it is that we are also activating our faith during this time, because the world around us is watching us, and God is on the throne, he's in control, and he's sovereign. But I also know that we're human, and sometimes we feel worried, we feel anxious, we feel hopeless, but we know that we have a God who is greater than any of those things that we might be feeling or enduring or just what is happening around us. And so today I want to encourage you with the topic of persevering in the faith. And we're going to be reading in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 through 23. And just to give us a background of the book of Hebrews, there is not an author that is known for the book of Hebrews, but the author of Hebrews wrote this book to connect the Christian faith with all that God had done through his promises and how he had revealed himself in the Old Testament, okay? So the author writes to demonstrate that Jesus, when Jesus came, the author of Hebrews is trying to teach us that Jesus came to show us that he is greater than anything that came before him or that the law was trying to accomplish from the Old Testament, okay? So Jesus is greater than the leaders of the Old Testament. We learned that through the book of Hebrews. The author's trying to show us that Jesus is a greater Sabbath rest because only Jesus can truly provide that long-term rest for his people. And Jesus is a better priest than the priest that we read about in the Old Testament, because the priests in the Old Testament, they had to continue offering sacrifices for the people's sins. And those priests had to mediate between the people and God. But when Jesus came, he was a once and for all sacrifice that was able to allow us to, again, go back into relationship with God. And in the book of Hebrews, we also learned that he is greater than any tabernacle that was set up in the Old Testament, because Jesus is now dwelling in the hearts of believers. Jesus is now making his home and his place in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit resides in us. And Jesus is also a better sacrifice because his death was a once and for all offering to God that does not need to be repeated year after year. In the Old Testament, we read about how the priest had to go in and offer up sacrifices to atone for the people's sins, and they had to be repeated yearly. But when Jesus came, his sacrifice, his death and resurrection was a once and for all sacrifice. And because of that, we as believers should rejoice in the fact that now we have access to God's Spirit anytime, anywhere. As long as we call on him, he can meet us. So we're going to read Hebrews 10, 19 through 23. And it says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. And listen to this, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful." So in those verses, what we're taking away from that is that the author of Hebrews is trying to show us that the law was never meant to be enough for us to be redeemed from our sins. Because in the law, there are over 600 different rules that they were supposed to follow. I mean, I wouldn't be able to keep maybe 5 on a daily basis. So what we're learning from this is that the law was not meant to be the redemption of our sins. So Jesus had to come in to fulfill the law. And that is why Jesus came and he died and resurrected, so that we now have access to God. That's why it says in verse 19 that we have this confidence. What is our confidence? Our confidence is that we have the assurance of salvation because of Jesus' death and resurrection. So because of that confidence, now we can call on him and we know that he answers us. God sent his son Jesus to fulfill the law and to make us holy by his blood. We are covered by the blood of Jesus, and that is what makes us to be righteous in the sight of God. And that is why we, when we call to God, and God is able to hear us because he sees Jesus in us. He sees the blood of his son over us. So when Jesus came to do the will of the Father, he came so that we could be made righteous in the sight of God. And because of that righteousness, now when you call to God during this time, during this crisis, I am encouraging us that we build our secret place, that we build our time with the Lord, because when we call to God, we have that assurance, like his word says, that he will hear us because we are reconciled through God, through Jesus. So what does this all mean? Well, in light of this understanding of what we just read, we are called to persevere in the faith, even in the midst of struggles, even in the midst of trials. And as you continue reading further down in that same chapter, you're going to see how the author is bringing up and telling them to remember the earlier days when they were persecuted. Now, during this time, I don't think we're being persecuted per se, but we are suffering. There's people who are suffering, who are worried about where their next meal is going to come from. But I believe that God is doing this all with purpose and with reason. And we as believers, it's a critical point in time where we need to realize, how are we going to respond during this time? Are we going to let this season go to waste and let no fruit be developed in us because we don't come and go to God, we don't go into the secret place? Or are we going to take hold of this sacred season that I believe the Lord is giving the world, because it's a global thing happening right now? So I really believe that the Lord is working globally to bring his children back and to build up our first love again. So one of the reasons that the book of Hebrews is written is, like I said, it's to build up the believers in the midst of trials. And that is what I hope to encourage you through these verses today. As we read verses 22 and 23, we read that we are to draw near to God. We are to go to him with our supplications, with our worries, with anything that is weighing us down. We are encouraged to go to him because we have that full confidence that he is faithful to keep his word. If you have a promise from God that has not come true yet, I encourage you to continue pressing on and to not give up, because the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but God comes to give us life and life in abundance. So if there's a promise that you've received from God, God is a God that is on his own time. It sometimes looks different from us. There's been many things that the Lord's done in my life that I thought was going to be done in a separate season and in a separate timing, and he surprised me by having that promise fulfilled in a different timing. So as we are in this season, I encourage you, are there promises that God has laid in your heart that maybe during this time he is wanting to refine our character? He's wanting to refine and purify us. He's wanting to increase our faith during this time. I want us to read verses 32 to 36 of Hebrews chapter 10. And it says, "Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property." Joyfully. Imagine that. They joyfully accepted the confiscation of their property because you knew that you yourselves had a better and a lasting possession. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. And brothers and sisters, that's what I want to tell us today. Do not throw away your confidence. This is not a season for us to give up, for us to throw in the towel and to turn our backs on the Lord. This is a season for us to build up our confidence in the Lord, to ask him to increase our faith, to seek him more than ever before, so that our roots grow even deeper, so that when we all reunite again as one body in this building, that signs and miracles will come forth as a result of the expectation that we have built up through our seeking and through our fasting, through our praying, through our worship, in our own times with the Lord, in our homes. The Christians of the early church were persecuted. We read that through those verses 32 through 36. And through the persecution, we read in the books of Acts and in the New Testament that it's through persecution that God actually works to increase the numbers of those being saved. So will you join with me as this week I'm just praying that through this entire circumstance that many would draw to the Lord, because I truly believe that the Lord uses what was meant for evil to turn it around for good. And my heart is just longing and praying that those who have turned their backs away from the Lord, that they would realize their need for a Savior during this time, that we have been stripped away from everything that we had access to. I mean, it's now just us in our homes, we're shut in, and it's just something sacred that I believe God is asking us, how are we going to respond as believers during this time? This is not a season in which we're being persecuted, but we are seeing that there's trial. We are seeing that some of us are feeling afraid, worried, and there's suffering going around. But how are we going to respond as the body of Christ? Because those who are not saved, they are watching how the Church of Jesus Christ is responding during this time. We are the beacon of light. We are the beacon of hope, because it is no longer us, but Christ in us who is the hope of glory to this world. Christ is our cornerstone. Everything else is being taken away from us. Everything else that we might have built our foundations on is being taken away from us. Our security and other things might be taken away, but God is the only rock and the only cornerstone that remains, and his name will be lifted high among all nations. I want us to read Romans 5:3, and it also talks about how we have peace and hope because of Jesus Christ, even when we are suffering. Romans 5:3 says, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." At just the right time, and this is Holy Week, at just the right time, Christ died for us. He knew that when he died, that was not the end of it. He knew that he was coming to complete the will of his Father, but that death was not the end, that there was going to be resurrection. And that also is our hope for us during this time of trial, that although we go through seasons that are difficult and maybe feeling like they are burdensome, that we have hope in the Savior of our lives, that God is not going to abandon us, just like he did not abandon his son Jesus, and he didn't leave him to die. He completed his promises, because all of the promises of God are yes and amen. So my question to us this morning is, are you going to allow this season to pass you by without producing any fruits? Because we have choices that we can make. We can either allow this time to just slip us by and ignore and just, you know, say, I'm going to wait until we come back and unite as a body of Christ in the church, and then I'm going to get serious about God. Or are you listening to the voice of the Lord, who might be beckoning you, who might be calling you to come back to him, to seek him, to spend a little longer, to linger in his presence, to build up your altar in your home again? And if you are a parent, I encourage you that I know there's probably so many weights and responsibilities on you right now, and I'm praying for every parent, but your children are also watching. And I pray that the Lord is going to encourage every parent, every family, that there would be just a sweet refreshing and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our homes, so that when we reunite, whenever the Lord calls us back to unite, that we come in with the heart of expectation, because the Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is accessible to all who ask of him. And so when we come back, that we would have that spirit of longing for the Lord to do great wonders and miracles in our midst, and that many souls would come to the feet of Jesus, even during this time now, that God would open us and use us as mouthpieces to be those who witness to others, whether it's in the stores, that we would just be open and sensitive to what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Will you allow the struggle of this time to develop your faith? There's been many times in my life where the Lord had to take me through struggles. And at first, I wouldn't understand why there were so many things that I felt like were against me. But really, in the long run, after I turn around and see it, I see God's hand over all of those moments. How he tested us in our giving. And he proved himself faithful when we probably didn't have a lot in the bank. God shows up in miraculous ways. And all he's asking us today is, will you allow me to stretch your faith even more? Will you let me develop you during this dark season? Will you develop me to refine your character? Because it's during the hard times that we really feel the pressure and what we really believe in comes out of us. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you during this season, I believe that there is going to be beautiful fruit coming out on the other side. Your faith is going to increase in the Lord. And if there's any other difficult circumstance that comes in the future, you are going to know who to trust in. And your faith is going to be stronger than ever before. So those who are going to use this time, this season, to press into the presence of God, I believe that God is going to bring a refreshing, a renewal, and an empowerment. I've been praying and asking the Lord for just an even deeper, weightier experience of the Holy Spirit, because I realized that when I was working, and I was almost just so filled with preoccupied with what work required of me. And during this time, I'm so grateful that the Lord is a God who really cares about the condition of our hearts. And he's all about working and transforming us to make us pure and holy. And during this time, he's just reminded me that he is enough. And when we seek him first above all else, everything else really does come to us. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all else will be added to us. So church, I'm asking us and I'm praying and encouraging you today that you seek the kingdom of God during this time, that you don't wait until we all come back and assemble together. Yes, it's great to be united together as the body of Christ because that's where we get encouraged. I love seeing people. I love connecting with people. But I also believe that there is a special and a unique just gifting and power when we are alone with the Lord, because that is when he reveals himself to us. He shows us what places in our hearts need to be changed, what things in us, what mindsets need to be transformed. That is when he reveals himself to us through his word. And I know that there's so many things being delivered right now through social media. We have access to so many different ministries sharing their live streams. But I encourage you that you also go out and seek after God in your own time, that you don't rely on what other people are receiving during their own time of prayer and seeking and fasting and looking and seeking after the Lord. But you also ask God, what is it that you want to show me during this time? Change me, transform me. Holy Spirit, open my eyes that I would see what you want to do in me and how you want to use me, because God is faithful to answer the prayers of his children. We are his beloved. And as I was praying, the Lord was just reminding me that he's not abandoning us during this time. We are his beloved. We are his bride. He loves us. He cares for us. And he just wants us to come back to him being our first love. So I encourage us to seek him with all of our hearts, to not let this be a season that's just going to pass us by, and that we're not just feeding ourselves based on what other people might be sharing, although that is encouraging. And I encourage, you know, go ahead and listen to what other people are sharing and the word of God and how they are sharing the word of God. But you also, that you spend time with the Lord, because there's nothing sweeter than just being with him. And I was also encouraged this morning as I was just seeking the Lord that maybe you've been already asking the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit, but you don't feel like that's coming to pass. Well, the Lord just brought to me the verse that says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open for you. Sometimes we are asking, but we're not seeking. We need to ask the Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit, but we also need to seek and wait. Sometimes the Lord works in a different time. So as you are in your secret place, I encourage you to just wait, to linger, to let the Lord speak to your own heart. Anything that is positive, anything that is from the Word of God that comes to your heart, that is the Lord that might be sharing something or speaking to your heart. And then secondly, if you knock, sometimes we just need to keep on knocking until the Lord opens up the windows of heaven and pours out his blessings. So ask, seek, and continue knocking until God is faithful to answer that prayer that you've been asking of him. He is not a man that he should lie. He is faithful to his promises, like we read in the book of Hebrews. He is also a father that cares for us. And if we have our earthly fathers who care for us and give us food, who gives us all the necessities that we need, then how much more is our Father in heaven going to care and richly answer and reward those who diligently seek him? And so I would just like us to end with a prayer that God's church, we're his beloved, that during this time we would ask, seek, and continue knocking until the Lord answers, and that the Holy Spirit would reveal himself and show himself to you personally in a way like never before. I'm praying for weighty and deep encounters that you will have with the Holy Spirit, from the oldest to the youngest in your home. I'm praying that the Lord's hand would bless you, would keep you, and that his face would shine upon you. So if you don't mind, we're gonna close with prayer. Psalm 26 says, "Test me, Lord, try me and examine my heart and my mind." And maybe we can also include that prayer as we close today. We can ask the Lord, "Lord, try me, test me, show me, examine me, and tell me what needs to be changed, because I want to look more like Jesus. I want to look more like your son." Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that your word speaks life and encouragement. Lord, I thank you that you are real, that you are nearer to us, God. You are closer to us than a brother, than a sister. You're closer to us than anything else that this world might try to offer. Lord, I thank you that your word is alive and that it speaks to us. Thank you for feeding my soul today, Lord. Thank you that you are ready to bless us, God, as we call on you. Thank you for your word that reminds us that you are our first love. And Lord, forgive us when we have put other things in front of you. Forgive me when I put other things in front of you, Lord, other tasks, other priorities. Father, thank you that you are so gentle and that you gently remind us that you are just longing to be with us, Lord. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is real. Thank you that your Holy Spirit empowers us. And Lord, I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit would visit every family and every person listening to this. Lord, you are so ready to bless us. So we just open our hands to receive from you. Lord, not only receive, but God, we also pray that you would test us, that you would search us, that you would know us. God, I pray that you would show us the things that need to be changed, because we want to bring glory and honor to you. Would you transform the way we think during this time? Father, I pray for a hedge of protection to surround every worker that is still in the healthcare industry, Father, providing what's needed right now during this time. Lord, I pray that you would send angels to surround every household, Lord, that is trusting in you right now. Lord, I also pray that you would provide where there is need, Father. And I pray that you would show up in miraculous ways in every home during this time, God, so that when we are called back to unite as one church in this building, that our faith would be so increased that it would drive us, Lord, to seek and to expect signs, miracles, wonders. Lord, thank you that you are with us. Thank you that your promise is that you sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, to be our comforter, to be the one who directs our steps, to be all that we need. And so, Lord, we just give ourselves to you. We rest in your promises. We rest in what you are doing right now. Lord, thank you for for providing for those who need jobs. Thank you, Lord, that you hear their prayers. God, for those prayers that are still not completely answered, I pray that you would give encouragement so that everyone continues to seek and to knock. And Lord, thank you that you are a man that you will not lie, that you are faithful to your promises, and you have us under the palm of your hand. Thank you that we are your beloved. In Jesus' name we pray.